We might be confused about something. Maybe the two of us, or the two of us. But then the brother comes along and he says, brothers, just calm down, relax. قال الله وقال الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. Immediately, what should come over our hearts as believers? Alhamdulillah. Now we know the answer. Comfort. If there is discomfort, then there is a problem with our iman. That's all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. لا يؤمنون. They do not have faith. They do not truly believe, in other words. Until they submit and surrender to the judgment of you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the judgment of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not coming from himself. وَمَا يَنْتِقَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. He doesn't speak out of vain desire. It is nothing but revelation revealed. Even his ahadith are inspired. Yes, we make a clear distinction between ahadith and Qur'an. Qur'an is the uncreated speech of Allah. The uncreated speech of Allah. But even the ahadith is inspired to our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He does not speak out of vain desire. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَنْ يُتِعِ الرَّسُولِ فَقَدْ أَطَاءَ اللَّهِ. Whoever obeys the messenger, it is as if they have obeyed Allah. Because the messenger has been sent by Allah. وَلَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا. That's why I say, this is not about the physical sirah. We have to really dig deep now. We turn on the news, read the newspaper. Nowadays, the news is coming live in our pockets. In fact, I turned it off the other day. You get those live updates of what's happening around the world. Yes, and it's important that we should know what is happening, especially with regards to the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. مَنْ لَمْ يَهْتَمْ بِأَمْرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَلَيْسَ مِنْهُمْ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. He is not concerned. He who is not concerned with the condition of the Muslimin is not of them. But there's so much fake news out there. But no matter what is happening, Jamaat Muslim, on the or in the geopolitical arena, whatever might be happening in terms of the economy or in terms of the environment, Jamaat al-Muslimin, if we want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to change the condition that we find ourselves in, then we need to dig deep. In order to firstly change the condition within ourselves. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, indeed Allah will not change the condition of a people until as such time as they change the condition within themselves. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He then says, وَإِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ سُوءًا فَلَا مَرَدَّ لَهُ. And if Allah wants bad for a people, then they cannot withhold it. They cannot keep it back. وَمَا لَهُم مِّن دُونِهِ مِن وَالٍ. And they will have no helper or protector besides Allah. أَنفُسِهِمْ. We are busy dealing with Surah An-Nisa, verse 65. وَلَا يَجِدُ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ. Same word. أَنفُسِهِمْ. And once they have heard قَالَ اللَّهُ قَالَ الرَّسُولُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, they don't find any discomfort in their hearts. This is deep. Because nobody knows what is in anybody else's heart. Only Allah knows. وَأَسِرُّوا قَوْلَكُمْ أَوِجَهَرُوا بِهِ إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ السُّدُورِ. Whether you say something in secret, or you say it out loud in the open, Allah knows that which hides in the hearts of mankind. But each other? I don't know what is in anybody's heart sitting here in this masjid, and nobody knows what is in my heart. Only Allah knows. كُلُّ وَاحِدٍ أَدْرَى بِنَفْسِهِ Everybody knows themselves better than anybody else. So that's why we need to dig deep and get in tune with how are we feeling about the laws of Allah? Are we even concerned that we are living our lives based on قال الله and قال الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم? As I said, I've just been on a journey. And it became so apparent, this sirah, this battle for the heart and soul of the Muslimin. Because just like our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam warned us, يَبِيعُ دِينَهُ بِعَرَضٍ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا There will come a time, the time of fitna, بَادِرُ بِالْأَعْمَالِ فِتَنًا كَقِطْعِ اللَّيْلِ الْمُظْلِمِ Make haste in doing good deeds. Why? Because there are trials and tribulations coming like a dark night. يُصْبِحُ رَجُلُ مُؤْمِنًا وَيُمْسِي كَافِرًا Person will wake up in the morning as a believer and go to bed as a disbeliever. Or yumsi mu'minan wa yusbihu kafiran. Or go to bed as a believer and wake up as a disbeliever. How do you lose your iman in your sleep? Allahu Akbar. Yabi'u dinahu bi'arada min ad-dunya. They will sell their religion for a small price of the dunya. But having said that, Jamaat al-Muslimin, al-Islamu bi khair. Al-Islamu bi khair. Islam is doing fine and well. Because Islam is protected by Allah. يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِيَ الْكَافِرُونَ They want to put out the light of Allah with their mouths. But Allah completes and perfects His light even if the disbelievers dislike it. لَيَبْلُغَنَّ هَذَا الْأَمْرُ مَا بَلَغَ اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارِ That this deen of Islam will reach those parts of the world that the day and the night have reached. Says our beloved Prophet Muhammad salawatu rabbi salamu alayhi. Bi'izzi azizin aw bi'dhilli dhalilin. Through the might of one whom Allah has made mighty or through the humiliation of the one whom Allah has humiliated. This deen will continue to spread. La mahala, there's no stopping it. No matter who says what or who does what. The question I always pose to myself and to everybody that I speak to is the question is, do we want to be a part of it or not? The only sadness for me Ya Rab, the only sadness for me is that having grown up without Islam for the first 18 years of my life, I cannot comprehend people who are born into the homes of Muslimin, yet they do not want Islam. Wallahi, this is a musibah. This is a musibah. And especially for our youth that are being dazzled. They are being dazzled by the, whatever you want to call it. Today it's not even about East and West anymore. It's a global village. It's a global village. And as I say, it is coming right, not just into our homes, into our pockets. And our youth, especially our youth. The adults as well. But especially our youth are being dazzled. To the degree when you go into some masajid, and I'm not speaking locally, nationally, I'm speaking generally, internationally. You go into some masajid, you will think you are at the musalla of the old age home. You will think you are at the musalla or the masjid of the old age home. And our beloved Prophet Muhammad ﷺ has warned us about this. لَتَتَّبِعَنَّ سُنَنَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ شِبْرًا بِشِبْرٍ وَذِرَاعًا بِذِرَاعٍ حَتَّى لَوْ دَخَلُوا جُحَرَ دَبٍ لَدَخَلْتُمُوهُ أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Says you will follow the ways of those who came before you. It's different riwayat. The Romans, the Persians, the Jews, the Christians, doesn't matter. You will follow the ways of those who came before you. And not necessarily the ways of what they were doing then, but those nations that came before you, what are they doing now? Are the Christians following Christ? Are the Jews following Moses? What are the Persians and the Romans doing? Because it is a global village now, it has become a global culture. And that's why it has become so apparent. Because al-kufru millatun wahida. Al-kufru millatun wahida. Disbelief is basically like the Prophet ﷺ is saying, is like one nation. Disbelief belongs to one nation. It's either haqq or batil. وَأَنَّ هَذَا سِرَاتِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ. It's only one straight path. The Prophet ﷺ drew a line in the sand. He said, هَذَا سِرَاتُ مُسْتَقِيمٍ يَدْعُوا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. This is the straight path which calls to paradise. And then he drew a whole lot of side paths and he said, وَهَذِي السُّبُلْ عَلَى رَأْسِ كُلِّ وَاحِدٍ مِنْهَا شَيْطَانٍ يَدْعُوا إِلَى النَّارِ. And all these other paths, at the head of each and every single one of them is a shaitan calling to the fire. So there's only one straight path. That's why our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was sent liyukhrijahum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. To take us out of the darknesses, plural, into the light, singular. In other words, falsehoods are many. But in the words of the Prophet, millatun wahida, they are like one group. In this hadith, when he warns us, what does he say? Sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will follow the ways. In other words, the way that they have abandoned their religion, you will abandon your religion. The way that they have abandoned the ways of the prophets that their forefathers once followed, so you will abandon the ways of your prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And just like they now embrace homosexuality, you will embrace homosexuality. And transgender, you will embrace transgender. And like they're getting tattoos, you will get tattoos. And like they imbibe alcohol and use drugs, you will imbibe alcohol and use drugs. And they normalize fornication and adultery, you will normalize fornication and adultery. This is exactly what's happening. وَلَا يَجِدُ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا حَرَجًا. We hear قال الله, we hear قال الرسول. Allah says, the messenger says, they don't, the true believers, they don't even find discomfort in their hearts. But because it's not suiting our whims and our fancies, because we feel that, and this is something that is happening all over the world. There are Muslims, when I say Muslim, I mean they have grown up in a Muslim home. They have a Muslim name. Yet they are saying with their tongues that, you know, and I don't know if the brother is here, but you know, something very sad happened to a particular family where their son actually said to them, and I want us all together today to make dua for that family and for all the families that might be experiencing something similar, where the son told them, and he said to his father, Dad, your religion is too difficult. Your religion is too difficult. He had already left the fold of Islam. And this is the time that we are living in. That's why I say we have to dig deep. And we have to sit down with our families. especially our children. And we have to go down to the core of the basics of Iman, our belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Are we happy to be Muslim? Are we thankful to be Muslim? Do we value being Muslim? Or are we just Muslim, by the way? It is Alfiya Jumu'ah. But it's also Black Friday. Ma'ad Allah. Ishada Black Friday. In fact, in Turkey, they call it Super Friday. Super Friday. I will tell you today, if you haven't been to the shops looking for your 50% discount or your 35% discount or your 20% discount, I guarantee you, if you stay at home, you'll get 100% discount. We are so distracted, Jamaatul Muslimin. We need to come back to Qala Allah and Qala Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Fala wa Rabbik. Allah swearing by Himself and by your Lord, they do not believe until they submit and surrender to your judgment, O Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, about that which they disagree on, and then they don't find any discomfort within themselves about that which you have ruled on. وَيُسَلِّمُ تَسْلِيمًا وَيُسَلِّمُ تَسْلِيمًا, that they completely and utterly submit and surrender. Jamaatul Muslimin, my time is up. Inshallah, we can continue with this very, very important topic. Are we preparing for the darker days that are to come? This is what the ulama are saying, and they have been saying it for a long time. Things are still going to get worse before they get better. People are losing their iman out there. How are we going to protect our iman? How are we going to protect the iman of our children and prepare them to protect the iman of their children? As we've already established, Islam is going to spread. But are we still going to be Muslimin? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard our iman and make us steadfast on the Sirat al-Mustaqim. I leave you in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until we meet again. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. There's two announcements. The one is Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The birthday of Buta Ismail Osman. Kindly make dua for him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him and all of us long life in the obedience of Allah. Amen. And then Haji Naeem, his son, Diyauddin MGD, is getting married on Saturday, the 30th of November. Everybody's invited to the nikah, 10 a.m. at Masjid al Mukarram. Maryland Street, Kensington. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him and all of the youth and all of the Muslimin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq, divine guidance, to strive for everything in this life that which is pleasing to Him, and to abstain and stay away from everything in this life that which is displeasing to Him. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdu rabbil alamin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر
الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا رب يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا رب يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا رب يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا رب يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألطف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله يا من بدنياه اشتغل وغره طول الأمل الموت يأتي بغتة والقبر صندوق العمل وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الظلمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله عظمت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم أما بعد فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة إلى أين يا سارة الكرام اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فلا وربك لا يؤمنون حتى يحكموك فيما شجر بينهم ولا يجدوا في أنفسهم حرجا مما قضيت ويسلموا تسليما صدق الله العظيم وقد قال ولقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لتتبعن سنن من كان قبلكم شبرا بشبر وذراعا بذراع حتى إذا دخلوا جحر ضب لدخلتموه في إخوة الأفاضل نحن في هذه الأيام نحن كمسلمين في هذا العصر هذه الأيام العويصة علينا يا أخوة الأفاضل أن نرجع إلى أعماق قلوبنا وهل وجدنا إذا سمعنا قال الله وقال الرسول حرجا في أنفسنا في أخوة الأفاضل علينا أن نقدر هذه النعمة نعمة الإسلام كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم الحمد لله على نعمة الإسلام وكفى بها من نعمة فإن لم نقدر هذه النعمة فإن الله تعالى يحذرنا ويقول وإن تولوا يستبدل قوما غيركم ثم لا يكونوا أمثالكم أعود بكم من هناك إلى هنا وما أدراك ما هنا هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول فيها الحبيب المصطفى البر لا يبلى والذنب لا ينسى والديان لا يموت اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان ويقول أيضا كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون
الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فيا أيها المسلمون، أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولا بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته، فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اتق الله حيثما كنت، وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها، وخالق الناس بخلق حسن، واكثروا عباد الله. من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيبي ونور قلبي محمد، طب القلوب ودوائها، وعافية الأبدان وشفائها، ونور الأبصار وضيائها. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن الحسن والحسين وأهل بدر والحنين، وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين، وعن سائر صحابته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأعلم فلك كلمتي الحق والدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين. اللهم حرم المسجد الأقصى من أيدي الصهاينة يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في العراق وفي أفغانستان وفي الشام وفي اليمن وفي كل مكان. اللهم انصرهم وثبت أقدامهم يا رب العالمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله، وأقم الصلاة. قام الله وأتم دامة السماوات والأرض، لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. استو اعتدلوا تراصوا صد الخلل سو صفوفكم فإن تسوية الصف من تمام الصلاة. heels in line, shoulder touching shoulder, close all the gaps, and please make sure that all cell phones are on silent or switched off. اللهم احسن وقوفنا بين يديك ولا تخزنا يوم الارض عليك، نستغفرك ونتوب اليك، صلى الله على سيدنا محمد النبي وصحبه وبارك وسلم. الله أكبر. حنيفا مسلما وما أنا من المشركين، إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي لا شريك له وبذلك أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين. لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون. فما يكذبك بعد بالدين؟ أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين؟ الله أكبر. سمي الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي دين. الله سمي الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. نستغفر الله العظيم نستغفر الله العظيم نستغفر الله العظيم التواب الرحيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم ونتوب إليه ونسأله التوبة والمغفرة إنه هو التواب الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. سمعنا وأطعنا، غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم عليك توكلنا وإليك أنبنا وإليك المصير. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.